for listening
to the Confidence Corner.
Hello, hello, mums and dads, and of course, all of the kids out there listening. I'm Rach, and this is H, and welcome to our very first episode of the Confidence Corner. For today's episode, all we're going to be doing is a bit of an introduction on the Confidence Corner and why we're here and what we're going to be doing. Okay, so to start us off, I think we need to break the ice a little bit and tell a joke. So Hazel, why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why?
Because he was outstanding in his field. Get it? Get it? Scarecrows stand in fields and he was outstanding in the field. He got an award. Is that funny?
Not really.
Oh, okay, not so much.
You know what's cool, guys? You can put in your jokes.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to pop up our website for if you're watching on YouTube up here, if that works, and you'll be able to put in your jokes, whether they're funny or not so funny jokes, and maybe we'll read them on the podcast. So to start us off, we'll do a little bit of an introduction. I'm Rach. I'm 28 years old. And if anybody asks you, I'm 23.
For 5 years in a row.
Yes, but for the last 10 years, I have been working in the scouting organisation with youth ages between 8 and 12 years old. So talking to kids this age is kind of my jam and I simply just love it. And as a parent myself, I know how hard it can be to have a conversation with our kids after school and find out what's going on in their world. So when I found out that there wasn't a podcast like this, like a kids radio or a talk show, I was completely mind blown. So I knew that I needed to make a podcast. And that's where the Confidence Corner came from. All right, let's kick things off with a bit of a game, Hazel. We're going to play the game of Never Have I Ever. And kids, don't let your parents tell you that they've never played this before because I can guarantee they have. So we're going to hold up our 10 fingers and every time that we've done something, we're going to put our finger down. So, number one, never have I ever tripped over my own feet in public.
I've definitely done that.
I have also definitely done that myself, probably more times than I'd like to admit. Number two, never have I ever laughed so much that I snorted. I've done that. In fact, I've laughed so much that I've peed a little bit. So there's also that one on getting to know Rach. Number three, never have I ever forgotten someone's name right after they told me.
No.
I also have done that. In fact, there's a lady at school that I talk to every day and I don't know her name. Number four, never have I ever waved at someone who wasn't waving at me. I've done that an amount of times that I don't want to admit. I quite often wave at people that are not waving at me.
Even people you don't know?
Yes, that's even people I don't know. Sometimes they'll wave like at someone across the car park and there's me like, hi. They're not actually waving at me. Number five, never have I ever tried to high-five someone and missed.
I've done that.
I don't think I've ever high-fived someone and got it on first go. That's some skills if you can do that. Number six, never have I ever called my teacher mum or dad. Now, I don't obviously go to school anymore because I graduated, but I definitely have called my colleagues Hazel and Sunny, so I'm going to count that one for me. Have you ever called your teacher mum or dad?
No, but I've called you one of my best friends before.
Yeah, that's right. You actually do call me best friends quite often. Number seven, never have I ever sent a message to the wrong person. I have definitely done that this week, in fact, and really put my foot in it. So I can put my finger down for that one. Number eight, never have I ever walked into the wrong classroom or meeting. Have you ever walked into the wrong classroom?
No, I'm going to memorize my classroom because our classrooms have like little number, like they say the class on the door.
Oh, that's good. I've walked into a meeting room. Just barged on in and there was like a full-blown meeting going in there and I wasn't supposed to be in there, so I can put my finger down for that one. Never have I ever spilled something on myself right before a big moment. Now, I don't know about a big moment.
You actually have. It was before Christmas and you had like the family Christmas. You spilled coffee on yourself and you had to go get dressed.
Remember that, but I'll take your word for it. I don't remember that, but I know I've spilt things on myself like plenty of times before. And then number 10, never have I ever sung the wrong lyrics to a song in confidence. You do that all the time. You'll be blasting out the song and be like, Hazel, that's not the words. But I do that every day when we're in the car, so I've definitely done that. So all 10 of my fingers are down. How many did you get? Four. Okay, we had some technical difficulties, and we're back on the road of the show, and we're back on the show, we're back on the whatever you want to say, and we're ready to go. So we were talking about how I had my 10 fingers down and you had only 4 fingers down, and that sometimes things that can seem really big for us in the moment aren't always as big as they seem, and that loads of people go through embarrassing moments as well. So sometimes if you trip over your lace and things like that, you can look around and be like, oh, I bet you those people have done it before, and maybe we should start laughing things off a bit more than we do. Okay, parents, so before we get into our episodes of the Confidence Corner, I wanted to talk a little bit about why it's so important to be listening to the Confidence Corner and things with your, and talking about these things with your kids. We all want the best for our kids, and we want to make sure that we're knowing what's going on in their worlds and things like that. And we definitely want them to feel safe about opening up to us. And that's what the Confidence Corner is for. We're going to start conversations and things like that that open the conversation at home with your kids, because sometimes it can feel like you're pulling teeth when it comes to getting things out of your kids about what's happening during the day. So sometimes those really important conversations just don't happen. And that's where the Confidence Corner comes in. So by listening to the podcast together, you're creating an opportunity for your kids to feel comfortable with you, which means when big and overwhelming things happen, they're comfortable enough to come and talk to you about it because you've already had these casual chats. I think we need to make talking about our emotions and our feelings as easy as we talk about what's for dinner or what's going to happen on the holidays. I also have to say I'm definitely a little bit over the bullying culture that happens on our mainstream radios nowadays, where adults are pulling and tearing other adults down. And I just think, what kind of example are we really setting for our kids? They pick up on everything. And if they're listening to adults tearing other adults down for views and entertainment, then that's not a great example to be sending our children off to school, telling them to be kind to each other if they've just spent the first 20 minutes of their morning listening to adults acting worse than what we want our children to act. So this podcast is a space for kids to feel heard, have fun, and start the great conversations at home with their parents. Because now, more than ever, statistics are showing that we need to be having open conversations with our children. And that's where the Confidence Corner starts. Okay, so for our next little fun thing to do on our introduction episode, we're going to do a little parents quiz. So kids, make sure your parents are answering these ones and participating as well. So Hazel's going to read out our questions. It's all about the new generational slang.
Number one, what does GOAT stand for? A, great on all things. B, greatest of all time. C, go out and talk. Number two, if something is fire, does it mean A, it's dangerous? B, it's really cool or awesome. C, it's burning.
If something is fire. Okay, all right.
Number three, what does no cap mean?
A, no cat?
No cap.
No cap, like cap as in a cap that you're wearing. Okay, what does no cap mean?
No lie. B, no problem. C, no limits. If someone is spilling the tea, what are they doing? A, making a mess. B, sharing gossip. C, telling a secret code. And number five, if something is sus, what does that mean? A, suspicious. B, super fun. C, surprisingly cool.
Okay, I mean, we'll go through the answers now, which some of them I definitely know because I don't think you can actually claim them as your generational slang, but that's okay. We'll go on. So number one, what was the first one?
What does GOAT stand for?
GOAT. So I'm pretty sure GOAT stands for greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Nice. Number two.
If something is fire.
Something is burning. Something is on fire.
No.
What does it mean?
It's really cool or awesome.
Oh, yes. I've heard you lot speak of that. Like, oh my God, that outfit is fire. Yeah.
Whatever.
Next one.
What does no cap mean?
This one I can't comment on because I'm pretty sure a cap is something you put on your head.
Okay.
What does it mean?
No lie.
No lie.
Yeah.
No cap, no lie. Okay, yep. I just don't even have any words for that one.
If someone is spilling the tea.
Okay, this one I know. I don't think this is a generational slang, or maybe I am just that cool that I know what this one means. Because spilling the tea is like getting the gossip. Like, give me the tea. Yeah, see, I don't know. And I have a bone to pick with you on the next one. You cannot claim the word sus. And I know parents are going to agree with me. Because sus has been an Australian slang word since I'm pretty sure my mum was in school. Sus might mean suspicious for our American listeners, but for Australians, for the Aussies, we've always said things are sus. That's so sus, mate.
Okay,
so we're going to talk a little bit about how the podcast is going to work so that in future we know what's going on with things. So we're going to have 3 episodes of a podcast come out at once. One is going to be inclusive for everyone listening. So we'll talk about more generic things and things that can happen to everyone. One will be a little bit more boy-based. So we'll have boy guest speakers and talk about boy things a little bit more, things that you girls don't want to hear about. And then the other one will be about more things that girls can relate to. In terms of a schedule of when they're going to come out, I'm not going to promise anything because I run 2 businesses and have 2 children and I'm a busy lady myself, but I'm going to try and keep it as consistent as possible so we can get the episodes rolling out. Okay, so one will be After Dark, which is going to be a little bit more for teenagers and things like that, and we'll do that one once a month. And then the other fun little thing that we're going to do is on our social media for mums and dads, we're going to be talking to our younger generation, so say 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds, about their views and values in life. So that one will be a little bit more fun. So think about Sunny getting behind the microphone. Yeah, that'll be pretty cute. We'll find out their philosophy on life. And like we've mentioned, we'll have plenty of guests. We've already got a few guests in line waiting to jump on once we release this. So we'll have guests in that we'll be talking to. So it won't just be me in front of the camera, which I think you'll all be grateful for. And lastly, like we mentioned at the start of the episode, you can get involved. So we're going to pop our website up here again for the people who are watching, and you'll be able to jump on. You can give us your funny jokes, you can send in your embarrassing stories, and you can just get involved in the community of the Confidence Corner, which is going to be really awesome. I'm super excited to hear from people. Before we finish up, after every episode, we're going to ask our guests their most embarrassing story to keep a bit of consistency there in the show. So I'm going to share mine with you, and I actually found it really hard. So like we were talking about that embarrassing things can happen so often, I found it really hard to find and pinpoint an embarrassing story. I know that I have heaps of them that I would have considered embarrassing, but I found it really hard to pick one. And all the one that I could think about was when I was probably about your age and I was at school and I had friends on both of my arms and we were skipping our way down to the bottom oval and all of a sudden I had fallen over, yet I was still holding on to my friend's arms. So that basically meant that I then was face planting, being dragged down a hill, and I ended up with a graze from, no exaggeration, from my forehead down to my ankles. And I found that really embarrassing. And now looking at it in hindsight, I'm like, why didn't I just tell them to stop running? And also, why didn't they feel me fall over? I was being dragged like a soft toy on a lead down a hill. Like, who doesn't stop for that? That blows my mind thinking about that now. But I remember being so embarrassed that I didn't want to tell them to stop because I had tripped. And then I was so embarrassed to go back to school because I had a bruise from my head down to my feet. Not a bruise. I had a graze from a head down to my feet. And I remember being super embarrassed. But my mum gave me 3 days off. So that was really nice of her. Bless her. Shout out to mum. Right, so we're going to wrap up now, but to keep consistency, what we're going to do in every episode is we're going to take a listener question of the day, which obviously we don't have that for the moment. So I thought of one, and it's going to be, if you could do one thing to make the world better, like a better place, what would it be? If you could do one thing to make the world a better place, what do you reckon yours would be? I mean, I could do so many things. I know what you're going to say. You would want to rescue all of the dogs off the street. So yeah, there would be no street dogs.
And animals.
And make sure all the animals were safe. I know. I think mine would be, oh gosh, there's so many things I'd want to do to make the world a better place. So many things. Couldn't even tell you right now. But ask your mum and dads what would be the one thing that you would want to do to make the world a better place, and ask your kids. And go then, mum and dad, go to work and ask your boss. Create the conversation. What would be the one thing you'd want to do to change the world? That was it for our first ever official episode of The Confidence Corner. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And remember, you are brave, you are awesome, and you've totally got this. Are you going to say bye? Just say bye.
Bye.
Because we'll just cut it in at the end when it's all black, saying bye. And you should also say, my mum's the coolest mum in the whole world. Oh. That's it. Done. Smashed it. Now you get your dojo points.
Thanks for listening.